Welcome to our City Gate Atlanta podcast. We trust you will be blessed by these messages and invite you to join us anytime as we worship the Lord and seek to walk in the fullness of His purposes and destiny for our generation. Information about our gathering times and various ministries may be found at www.citygateatlanta.org.
You know, in the book of Joel, it says, and afterwards he'll pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and young men will see vision. But what it actually said, and afterwards he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh as your sons and daughters prophesy, as your old men dream dreams, as your young men see vision. See, would you agree with me that God poured his spirit out on you while I go through that prophecy? Absolutely, he said. See, why we need to hear from God and speak for God, and why we need to render our heart that we're not doing it so we can build a ministry, so we're not doing it to get an identity, so we're not doing it so we can impress somebody. I hadn't looked, but I dare say it's probably a little bit of gold coming on me. Comes all the time. But how many times? I try desperately to not draw attention to it because I'm not building a ministry around it. I promise you, the persecution of all... Can I just share something? I was in Bellingham, Washington, Abundant Life Church with Apostle Ted Hansen in 2003, and so much gold dust came on me. This is the truth. So much came on me that you could come and rake it off of my clothes into your Bible, and it'd cover... I'm talking about 8 or 10 people did this. It would cover both pages in your Bible. And over 100 people gathered around me trying to get some of the gold. I didn't even realize it come on me. And a friend of mine, Mark Carball, an apostle out of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, looked at me, and I could see it in his eyes. And I looked down. I was gold-plated. I mean, I'm talking, I don't even know how it can cling to you like that. And it scared me so bad because it drew attention to me that I told God, I said, God, I don't care it any longer. And I went from 2003... I back up, I told you wrong. I went from 2002, it was in 2002, to 2000. The lady that was Homeland Security from, that was the governor of Phoenix, because I prophesied into her that year. But anyway, 2005, I think it was, 4 or 5. I went about 3 years and never saw a manifestation. And one day it came back and I broke and cried. I said, God, I'll never tell you what you can do and not do. I'll never ask you for it. I'm just going to let it do. I don't understand it. But I'm trying. Do you see the point I'm trying to make? Because, you know, how does it make you more spiritual because you prophesy? How does it make you more spiritual because you can stand behind a pulpit and preach? How does it make you more spiritual because someone got healed when you prayed for them? It doesn't. And we can't get our identity out of that. You know, if he can use a donkey, he can use you or me. And we gotta deal with this. I believe with all my heart that when we deal with this threshold thing in just a few moments, that fire is going to begin to fall on this city. But it's not going to be fire that's going to consume the evil people. Can I share something with you? The Lord said to me, I sat in a meeting today, and I have to be very cautious with it, but there is an apostle out of a whole other state that was in this city today whose son, evidently, I've never met his son, is an absolute genius. Anybody here have some computer background? Any programmers here a little bit with that? I see your hand. Do you realize that all of the computers we have today, the best ones that's out there, they work on a binary system? Now, let me tell you what binary system causes in computers. You know, I'm not this smart. I sat with someone to help me understand it, okay? I experienced a binary system today trying to get here from out in the Peachtree area. A clog in the traffic. I mean, I timed it there on my deal. It took me 8 minutes to go 1 mile, okay? And that was pretty good, I felt like. But what they are this close. They're working with I can't use any names, Lord. Okay. They're working getting patents. They're working getting all this. And when this computer comes out that they've designed, I promise you, and let me just tell you, I got to be careful with that. The only fear they have about it is going to so make every computer in the world so obsolete that it could cause the economy across the world crash. I mean, I've not seen it. I've not seen it work. But I know some people, if I would drop their names, you would know them. I promise you, you would know them that are helping get the patents, that are putting millions of dollars into it with that. Now, I don't know how close it is, you know, with that, because they don't want it to come out and crash. They want it to come out perfected. But what I'm trying to say, I sat in a room today where there was a lot of money being talked and with it. In fact, I received about a month and a half ago and received the second one today, an invitation to go and meet with a billionaire who's just been he's been a Christian all his life, but he's just been introduced to the kingdom. Did you hear what I just said? And he asked this older apostle, he said, how many men do you know out there that knows this kingdom stuff? Like, and I was honored that this older apostle said, when we do this, I want Clay Nash to be there. I've been in the same airport as Donald Trump, but I think that was when he was bankrupt. But anyway, you never know with him. I mean, it goes here and there. But here's what I heard him say. He said, I'm ready in Atlanta to transfer the wealth of the wicked to the righteous, but they got to quit coveting their wealth and start coveting their heart in the kingdom. He had said that to me quite a few years ago, but I heard him say that specifically, Jackie. How many of you know there's a lot of wealth in Atlanta? But God doesn't really want to just snatch it out of their hand, because, can I tell you what? Some of the people who make this wealth, they do it because they have a love of mammon. Some people have the skill. I know some kingdom people that's never called on the name of Jesus. I usually get a hate mail when I say these kind of stuff. Let me just explain. Can I tell you something? Come on, don't. This is not anti-Semitic. The Jews have never called on the name of Jesus, and they control the wealth of the earth, because they know the kingdom principles that work. Amen? There are other people that know kingdom principles, and they apply them. One of the kingdom principles. See, it's not just Bible. We got to quit telling people it's Bible. See, the kingdom is the universe. Okay? I want you to get this. One of the kingdom principles is seed time and harvest. I find it amazing that first fruits is coming up in our house, and my wife and I are already going to sow a first fruits about the sale of this home. The Lord spoke to me. I didn't know what this man over here did. Just met him. And the Lord told me, he said, go to him and get his agreement about the sale of your house. Our house has not been showing. The realtor, you know, it's like this hadn't been coming. Showed twice today. Why? I went to him at the end of the service. I said, will you come in agreement about selling that? And he gave me some good counsel. Okay? Showed twice today. Why? It's been like 40-some days or 37 days since the last time it showed. Why today? Can I just paint you another picture? Okay. The word of the Lord came about a sunrise, a sunset at 5:55. It fell on September the 23rd at actually 6:55 Central Time, because we're on daylight saving time, which is in the original time. I don't know how original it is. Man did it. But in what was original till daylight saving, I'm not trying to confuse you, it was 5:55, which would have been 7:55 your time, but it was 5:55, you know, according to the original time with that, that we were to pray, and it gave you 24 hours until the new Jewish year. 24 hours and 5 minutes. And 5:55 is grace, 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 okay? What happened, okay, the new Jewish year, Rosh Hashanah, came in at 6 p.m. on the 24th of September. Am I right? I'm right. Okay? What happened? Came in on that. What happened the next day in this nation? Over all the news, something that's been needing to happen, something maybe some of you prayed about. Eric Holder announced his resignation. Why didn't he wait to October the 1st? Why didn't he wait to Halloween? That'd have been a good trick or treat. Why didn't he wait? I mean, why did he come out on that day, the first day of the Jewish New Year? Because it started at 6 on the 24th until 6 on the 25th is the first day of the new year. Why did it come on that day? Because I believe that God's people were releasing prayers about righteousness, about doors, actually about windows, about things happening, about enormous. See, 555 is speaking about unlimited grace and unlimited empowerment. Am I painting a picture for you? So here's what I want to leave you with. We're going to deal with Python. You need the next 3 days to really spend some time with God and ask Him, what altar must I repair? Can I share something with you? I heard this a while ago. I didn't have this when I came here tonight, but I heard this a while ago. Some of you, you're not going to repair an old altar. You're going to have to destroy it and build a brand new one, because the altar that you've built has been in error. I heard that a while ago. I don't know who you are with that. Did you pray a while ago up here at the front, ma'am, with that? I don't know if I've ever even been, formally or something introduced, but I just want to tell you I don't judge prophecy. I've been doing this so long. I don't judge prophecy anymore by the words. How many of you know someone can stand up and say, I want to bless you. I want to increase you. I want to give you peace. Thus saith the Lord. Well, the Bible says all that. I judge prophecy by the authority that's on it. And there was a major authority on your prayer a while ago. And let me just tell you, you don't get that unless you've been with him. But what did Elijah say to Elisha? He said, if you see me when I'm taken, you'll get this. You get that kind of authority by spending time with him. That don't mean in a service prophesying. That don't mean in a service praying. That means in your prayer closet, in your communion time. That's where you get it. And then Jesus came along and backed up what Elijah said to him. He said, I just do the things I see my Father do. Now, here's what I'm hearing. When I was probably 8 years old, my family at one time owned the largest farm equipment dealership in the United States. My grandfather bought it in 1931. I know that business like the back of my hand. In fact, I was with a guy today that I knew his uncle, because his uncle had the third largest farm equipment dealership in the United States. And every Sunday, our business was never open. But every Sunday, my dad went and opened it and made a big 64-cup pot of coffee, and the farmers would come by, and they always needed a part. And probably the first time, I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and we had a big tall counter, and there were like bar stools behind it, and it had this big catalog, and you'd look up the part, and then you would go over. We had an index card system over here, and he'd go over here, and he would take the parts number, and he would go there, and the parts number were like this, 10A3496, and Dad would look, and it'd say bin 3, drawer 2, and he would go there, and he'd pull the part. And for about 2 Sundays, I watched him do that. And the third Sunday, when he started carrying me with him there, my dad wasn't a Christian. We didn't go to church. I'm watching, and by the time that he got to the card index system, I was at the bin pulling apart. And I come around the corner and held it up to Dad, and he said, from then on, he said, son, you just do it. You know it better than I. See, I hung around my daddy, and I did the things I saw my daddy do. It's time that you get out of this ministry nonsense that preachers like me have put on you, and you get into just hanging around daddy. Elisha got it because he hung around. Elisha got it because he hung around Elijah. Jesus got it because he hung around his Father. I'm going to issue a challenge. Somebody write me. Do it nicely. I'm thin-skinned. I bruise easy. I can't find where Jesus ever said, I do the things the Father told me to do. If you can find me that scripture, I can't find it. Maybe it's in there. Bradley, you're a good theologian. And I mean that, I believe you're a Berean. I believe you're a man that has balance. I respect you greatly on that. If somebody can't help me with it, but until you do, I'm going to stand on this. It's not about just listening to Daddy. It's about knowing. See, God wants us to move into a place that we so got the mind of Christ, we're going to know what he would do, would he do it. I was so close and worked so many years beside my natural dad that I didn't have to call him and ask him, Dad, we got a bulldozer on fire down here. And we're not going to be able to put it out. We don't have enough water. It's going to burn to the ground. The day that happened, I was 16 years old. I was 55 miles from West Memphis, Arkansas. And before the fire was put out, I headed to West Memphis at 16 years of age and bought another brand-new bulldozer and had it delivered. By the time, because my dad was out of pocket, and probably, to be truthful, you know, he was somewhere gambling or doing something he wouldn't, but I couldn't get a hold of him. But I knew that he wanted that piece of equipment on that job. In fact, on that particular job, I'm pretty sure I'm right when I'm going to tell you, we were doing part of a rest area for I-40 when it was first built across the United States. Okay? No, it couldn't have been that. I'm mistaken. But it was a big job. So what I want you to catch here, you're going to have to spend more time with God, but quit spending time telling him what you need. And start spending time asking him what he wants you to do. I just have to say this. I'm preaching to the choir. Quit going to your prayer closet and telling God. I'm trying to see how to say this wisely. Don't spend all your time in your prayer closet telling God what you need. Get quiet and let him give you some answers on how to get it. He says in Deuteronomy 8 and 18, I think it is, I'm the God that gives you the power to get wealth. He didn't say, I give you wealth. He said, I give you the power to get wealth. I don't know if the person that did, but someone gave me a cash offering while I was here. And I don't know, it was very significant, but I just want you to know I planted it in somebody's life. You got a harvest coming. It's okay? Now, I want us to stretch out. Here's what I like to do. I don't know if we can get all at the front, but I feel like it's very important that everybody do it. Ivy, will you come and help me? Jackie, will you get your leadership team first? And we need to split them on either side of the room. But before you leave here today, I feel tonight, And let me just share something with you in just a little bit, just very shortly after we do this. I'm going to ease out the door, and I'm going to leave. I would love to stand around and pray for you and all that kind of stuff. That's not what tonight's about, and I need to go. Because if I get out of there in the next little bit, I'll be home around 1 o'clock, and because more than likely I'm going to get up and go to Little Rock tomorrow and lay hands on Dan with it. But here's what we're going to do. Get your team and split them up on either side. Can somebody move this for me? I want you to envision this being a python snake, okay? Ivy, you and I are going to do it first, and then we're going to get them just to show. Listen, the python has no kind of choke up on it a little bit so we can pretty well do it. Okay, you got it. Just pull back to you there. Pull tight on it. Go on some more. We're not going to break. If we do, I'll fight for it. Now, if... How many of you realize those coils right there are not going to hurt you? Amen? But how many of you realize if we would wrap this around you, like this. If we would take it and wrap it around you and we started squeezing on either end, it could eventually cut off your ability to breathe. It'll cut off your circulation. The root word, gave it to you a while ago. Help me say it right, Jackie. The root word of threshold is Python. And what God is showing, and I talked to Don Lynch a little bit about, Jackie did some study on Dave. If you got anything you want to say, say it. But what we're trying to show you, I believe there's a threshold, and I believe Jackie will be bringing out some further revelation in weeks to come about this, around this city, that God wants to stretch out the Python so that it has no ability to cut off. I think tonight God is going to clear the way. Let me share something with you that you might know this and you might not, but the ecclesia would never legislate inside the city wall. They didn't just come to the gates of the city. They stepped outside of the city. The same thing took place. Remember, where did they crucify Jesus? On Golgotha, a hill outside of the city. And what I'm trying to help you understand is we're stretching this Python out here tonight in representation and, you know, of the fact that it's not going to be able to call and stop the move of God. Listen, Atlanta, aren't you tired of all the sin that's gone on in this city? Let me tell you what I'm weary with is how they've gotten away with it. I'm not talking about God punishing or killing. I'm just telling you that, you know, it's a shame what has gone on in this city. And I just do this. If this upsets you, please forgive me. I want to tell you, there was a time before God revealed something to me that as far as Christian TV, I've never seen a model anywhere in the world like Earl Polk was building that I really thought, I mean, I really have said, that's what I want to build in Memphis. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. The prophetic that was there, the multiracial that was there, the dance and song that he had on platform. That's what I'm talking about. And, in fact, I got a call, the arts and everything was going on. I got a call and was being considered to come teach First Fruits in there. And the Lord revealed to me some things that was going on, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't want to go there. And I never got the second call. And I believe God spared me from embarrassment. Because just by association, you can become guilty. Are you hearing me? Now, I think it's a shame what went through, and I think it's a shame other things that's going on in the city. Okay? And But what we're doing, we're going to straighten out Python tonight, and we're going to clear the threshold so that Jackie, the word of the Lord is you're going to have to step outside of the 285 loop. With that, you got to step outside of it. In fact, the word of the Lord is in this city is even like Memphis, Tennessee. Those that I've sent to this city have done commerce with the spirit of the city, so therefore they become one with the spirit of the city, and they've lost their influence, says the Lord. But I'm raising up a people that will be peculiar and strange, and they'll know that they must go across the threshold once Python is straightened out, and they'll step on the other side of the threshold, and they will begin to legislate heaven's will back into this city, says the Lord. Get ready. You are that people. You're not the only ones. I'm raising up pockets of people just like you all across the city. I'm raising up people that will take and step up and know that the sword that I'm about to put in their hand is not a sword that will become dull. It's not a sword that will become heavy in their hand. It's not a sword that will break. It's not a sword that will not do what I've called. For the sword that I'm going to put into those hands that will reach up and take hold of it will cut even as a surgeon's scalpel. It will not leave a jagged wound. It will not leave much blood to be shed, but it's going to come in and open up and cut out those things within this city that must be cut out, that I can take and heal this city. The Lord said, I'm going to send some of this group of people to various places, for research must be done, Jackie, about the places that people fled to when Atlanta was burnt. You'll find that there is five places that the people gathered around the city, some of them across into South Carolina, says the Lord. And you'll send people there because those places became places of refuge. But it's time to quit operating like you're under a siege mindset. Yes, Atlanta burned, but I am rebuilding it, says the Lord. Quit mourning over the ashes of what should not have been and rise up and know that I'm the master builder. I'm the one that shall build in this city what I desire to be. So let go of the past and embrace the future, and I will give you fast forward, fast forward, fast forward, says the Lord.
I just have been hearing the Lord for the last few minutes saying it, as you cultivate the ark of my covenant, of my presence in this city, Dagon will fall on the threshold. Dagon will fall on the threshold, but it will come only by the cultivation of the ark of his presence. So gather, 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 gather to worship and cultivate living in the ark of his presence.
I don't know how you can do it. But number one, I believe I'm right. You didn't. I know this is normally y'all's midweek service or second service, whatever you call it. And I haven't seen you take an offering. Okay, I believe the people. If you can, I think if you have to put your feet on it, Dave does over here and Rick, but put it on either side. I think there's a step over this threshold that's straightened out as a sign that Python is not there blocking the way. Amen. And bring your offering up and bring it to that. And let me just share something with you. This is not about getting a bigger offering. I want you to hear me. This could be to some of you in the room, the most significant offering you've given all year. Now, why are you saying it could be? Well, number one, to the degree that God speaks to you, it can have significance, but I'm just telling you, where are you at for breakthrough? The lady in the back, right back there, what are you going to do? They put it in the chest up here. You're to bring it up. You need to declare that your threshold has been swept clean. There's no Python in it. He's not coiled up, that he's been stretched out. Listen, this is going to deal. Dutch just preached the message. I haven't even heard it at Gloria Zion about no more delay or with that. I haven't heard it. Some of you probably have. I haven't been around where I could hear it. I'm just telling you, you're going to deal with that. You're going to cause that word to come into effect about no more delay with this. I saw it as clear as I've ever seen it last night about, I didn't even have the part about the ecclesia, but today as I was meditating, I know that what you're doing, you're stepping outside of your city. That doesn't necessarily have to be Atlanta. You know, you're in the Atlanta metro area because you're here or drove in from somewhere. But when you step across, it's going to give you more authority and more influence to accomplish the will of God. Is this okay? I want to pray for you before you do, okay? Father, I bless your people. I speak increase. I speak peace. I speak breakthrough. I speak the heaven is open. You're pouring out blessings they can't hold, blessings of peace, blessings of salvation, blessings of healing, blessings of breakthrough, blessings of authentic identities coming, blessings of their rod budding. I thank you, Father, there's people in this room that has seen an almond branch bud in the dead of winter, and it's now time to enjoy that almond flavor, that very thing that's coming forth that speaks about the sweetness of the Lord. And I just declare the sweetness of God is filling them. I declare, I just heard the strangest word, somebody, when you get home, you know a light bulb went out in your house, but it's going to be burning. I want you to let Jackie know. And it's going to be a sign to you that tonight a light turned on in your life that hadn't been turned on. Listen, I believe I heard that with all my heart. So don't hold back on the word. Let Jackie know, okay? If you go home and there's been a light bulb out and it's on with that, you need to let her know. I heard the Lord say that it is going to be a sign I'm turning a new light on. Are you blessed? How many know what you're supposed to give? Let me just say, don't make it convenient. If you just plan on giving a dollar, add one more to it. Amen. I'm telling you, do something. Break out of your pattern. Break out of your routine with this tonight. It's not about the offering being larger. You hear me? It's about breaking something tonight. Amen. Everybody good? Father, I bless their giving. I declare Python is broken. Amen. I declare the windows of heaven are open. And Lord, we're not just talking about financial increase. Revelation is going to flow in. Spiritual understanding is coming. Teresa, there's something waking up in you. It's been laying there a long time. You've not been in disobedience. It's laid there for such a time as this. There will come in the next 6 months a burning within your bones. And you will know that you have, and I don't want to put you in a box, but when I say you'll have to preach. Now, that could be your style of teaching. That could be your style of sharing your heart. You understand? With that. But I'm doing, and then you'll wonder about it because it has seemingly go away. But then it's going to come back on you again. I don't see the time element in that. And then it'll get more frequent to where you know that you know that you have to release this or it's going to burn you on the inside. So get ready, woman of God. I put within you deep things to say in a simplistic way. And let me just share something with you. The things you'll say will not cause the captives to be set free. It's going to cause captivity to be led captive. You know that that's what it said. It said Jesus came to set the captives free, but in another place it said he lay in captivity captive. With that, see, it's great to be a captive that's been set free, but that's where a lot of the church is at today. They've just been set free, and their heart has never been harnessed. Anybody know who Bill Brenton was? That you know who Bill Brenton? Lord mercy, do you hold your hand up? As much as they tried to kill him for some of his message, he has a message called The Harness of the Lord. And I read it as a very young Christian. I was probably 29 years young when I read that message, and it got it. And that's what captivity is about. That harness is not on a horse to hurt him. That harness is on a horse to get him to do what he was created to do. And God's wanting to harness some people. And I see that I'm not saying you'll preach on the harness, but on the harness. But what you'll do is it's going to cause people's hearts to be captivated by the love of God. You know, let me give you an example, and I'm going to go on this one. Here, you got to see this. You got to see this. This is so important, okay? This is so important. It's not about, listen to me, it's not about being set apart from something. It's about who you're set apart to. Are you hearing me? See, it's not about, I was set free from prescription drugs, and that's great. But can I tell you, that was 30-some years ago. The beautiful thing is, in the process of being set apart unto him, it set me apart from that. And see, if all you're trying to do, I had one of my women who's been under our ministry now 23 and a half years for probably the 100th time in that 23 and a half years said, today's my last day to ever smoke. And I'm telling you, 100 times she's wrote me this way. I believe this time it's going to be real. I'm not going to curse her, but 100 times she's done it and with it. But see, what she keeps trying to do is set her apart from cigarette smoke. Not because it's a sin, but because she's starting to have health issues. Okay? And I keep telling her, Lisa, if you'll just get yourself set apart unto God, that'll fall off of you. Do what?
Get kadosh instead of Nazareth.
Right? Whatever she said, I like it.
Kadosh is to be set apart unto. It's the Hebrew word for be sanctified or be made holy. The Nazar is the root for Nazarite, which is to be set apart from. And it's the shifting that we have to go to be set apart unto. It will be the delivering power.
Lord, I bless. As they bring it up, I declare it blessed. I declare it increased. And I declare tonight is seed for a greater harvest.
As y'all can, as you are ready, just come and bring your offering and make your declaration as you step across that Python has no place on your threshold, and your threshold is open. It is open. You walk through in the name of Jesus.